सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
Today we will see the summary of the chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita. All the slokas we'll cover. We'll try to cover within 40 minutes. At the end of chapter 16, Lord said, Ya sastra vidhim utsarja vartate kamakarata na sa siddhim apnuti na sukham na paragatim. Those who do not study the scripture and vartate kamakarta, and they are fulfilling their desires in this world, na sa siddhim apnoti, they will not be successful, na sukham na paramgatim, they will not get sukh here, and they will not get paramgati, they will not get moksha also. Therefore, Lord suggested in the end of the chapter 16, Tasma sastram pramanam te karya karya bhavasito, therefore the sastra are the source of knowledge, the means, what to do, what not to do, karya, akarya, vyavasthita, gyatva sastra vidhanuktam. The first thing we have to do is gyatva, we have to know sastra vidhanuktam, karma kartum yar asi, and after that you act. There are two things to be done. You have to understand and know what the sastra says, and number two, act accordingly, because Shastra always will show you the path for the mukti, liberation, the path of Sattva-guna. They will not take you to the Rajas and Tamaguna. They will always guide you toward the Sattva-guna. Immediately in chapter number 17, in sloka number 1, Arjuna asks one question. Ye Shastra vidhim utsrijya yajante sradhyanvita. Earlier it was said that if you have not studied Shastra and you are kamakarata, you are fulfilling your desire, Arjun question is that I have not studied scriptures and I am yajante, I am doing puja with Shraddha, I am doing puja. Now, tesam nishtha tu ka Krishna, oh Krishna tell me, whether you will classify me in the Sattva Guna, I am entitled to moksha, or you will classify me into the Rajo and Tamoguna. Rajo and Tamoguna will go into the cycle of birth and death continuously. So his question is very clear. I have not studied scriptures. I am acting in this world according to the Vridha Parampara, according to my tradition in the family. And I am doing it with the Shraddha. With faith I am doing, with Astik Buddhi I am doing. Now tell me, O Lord, you will classify me as a Sattaguni, entitled for Mukti, or you will classify me into Rajo and Tamagun. Lord didn't give answer directly to the question, and he said, Trivida Bhavati Shraddha Dehi Namsa Swabhavja. This Shraddha is also three types. And he is born out of Swabhavja, born out of nature. Satyuki Rajasi Chaiva Tamasi Cheti Tamsrunu. These are three types. Sattvic Shraddha, Rajasic Shraddha and Tamasic Shraddha. Listen, I will tell you. Then he says, Sattvan Rupa Sarvasya Shraddha Bhavati Bharata Shraddha Mayome Purusa Yo Yas Shraddha Sa Evasa Sattvan Rupa Sarvasya This Shraddha, which is Swabhavya, born out of Swabhava nature, how this nature is met? According to your previous life, your tendencies, whatever is there, impressions are there, we call it vasanas. According to the, your vasana, you will act in the world. We all act according to our vasana. And in our family, each person, each member has got different vasana. And all of them act according to their vasana. So if I want to understand what is their Shraddha, what is their tendency, see their effect, see their karya. By seeing the karya, you can ascertain whether he is a sattvic or a rajasic or a tamasic. Then Lord says, Yajante sattvika deva nakshara chansi yajasa pretan bhut ganasya ne yajante tamasa jana. Yajante sattvika, those who are sattvic person, they will worship devata. So the question was that Arjuna said, I have not studied scripture, but I am doing puja. So now try to find out what type of puja you are doing. If you are doing the puja of devata, then you are sattvic. But if you are doing yaksha rakshansi, if you are doing the puja of Kuber, then you are rajasic. And pretan bhut ganasya anya yajante tamasajana, but if you are doing the bhut pret puja, then you are tamasic. So by seeing your puja, you can ascertain if you are doing devta puja, you are on the sattvic side. If you are doing the yaksharaksha puja and bhut and pret, then you are on the rajasic and tamasic. You are going into the cycle of birth and death. But here Shankaracharya said, the sattvic people, we find very few people sattvic in the world. Most of the people are rajasic and tamasic. What they do? Asastra vietam ghoram tapyante ye tapojana. These people, these rajasic and tamasic people, they do ghor, austere, severe austerity, tapas. Dambha ahankar sanyukta kama raga balavangita. Dambha, it is so off. And ahankar with ego, kama raga balanvita, it is there are the force of kama, the desire. They have got very much attachment to that desire and they do it. Asastra vitam, not prescribed by sastra. We call it bam sastra, which is other than the scriptures like Upanishad, Veda or Gita, or Brahma Sutra. Other than, they don't follow this. They follow Bhamsas other than this, and they do this tapas. Then what happens? Karsayanta sarirastam bhutagrama chetasa. Karsayanta de parjikut. Whom? Bhutagrama, all the indriya which is abiding in the sarir, sarirastha. And not only that. Mam cheva anta sarirastam. I am there inside each one of human being, each being, I am present. Karsayanta, they persecute me also. Bhagwan ko bhi taklif dete. By doing such a tapas, they are persecuting Lord also. Tan vidhi asur nischayan. No, for sure these people are asur. Asur means they are rajasik and tamasik. So those who are doing such type of tapas, they are definitely rajasik and tamasik. Then Lord said, Arastopi sarvasya trivido bhavati priya yagya tapas tatha danam tesam bhedam yam srunu. Now Lord is going to tell you four more things. Ahar, yagya, tapa and dan. About the puja he has already stated. Now he is going to tell about the ahar, food. If you are eating this type of food, you are sattvic. If you are eating this type of food, you are rajasic. If you are eating this type of food, you are tamasic. You know. Now you can rectify if you are eating tamasic, you come to the rajasic, or if you are eating rajasic, come to the sattvic. That is in our hand. So what is this sattvic, rajasic and tamasic? So ahar first he says, Ayu sattva bala arogya sukha priti vivardana rasya snigdha stiram hridya ahara sattvic priya. Those who are sattvic people, they like this type of food. What is that? The sattvic food will increase your ayu, your longevity, your age. it will increase. Sattva, it will purify your mind. Bala, physically you will become strong. Arogya, no disease. Sukha, it will give you happiness. Priti, cheerfulness will be there. Vivardhana, rasya, it will be juicy. Snigdha, it has got some snigdha, chikna we call it in Hindi, is some, you can say oily, little bit of oily. Sthira, if you eat the satvic food, it will stay in the stomach for some time. You will not feel hungry within half an hour. Sthira, hridya, and you will like it. Those aharas are satvic priya. And what is rajasic? So it is said, kat amla lavan atyusna tichna ruksha vidahina. The rajasic food will be vidahina, is burning when you eat it. Katva, katva means it is bitter. Amla, sour, salty, hot. Ati usna, very hot. Here it means, Shankaracharya explains, that doesn't mean that you don't have to, you will not eat karela. Because it is katva, amla, sour, katta, no imli, no tamarind. No salt. No, not like that. Shankaracharya explained, ati is barjita, not ati. Not excessive. Ahara rajasya ishta dukkha soka amay prada. This rajasic food will give you dukkha, soka and amay, disease. Yati amam gatarasam putim purujitam chayata uchishtam api chamedhyam bhojanam tamasapriyam. The tamasic people like this type of food. Yatayama, a food which is cooked 3 hours before. And gatarasam, there is no rush, there is no juice in that. Puti, it is smelling. Parushitam, rotten. I don't want to give the example of all this. We have already discussed all. Chaiti, uchishtam api chamedhyam bhojanam tamasaram. Uchishtam means leftover. And chamedhyam means it cannot be offered to the Lord. Such foods are not offered to the Lord. These are all tamas priyam. Atha idanim yagya tribidam ute. Now yagya, three types of yagya, he says. Apalakanchi bhi yagyo vidhidrishto cha ijyate yastabhyam eti mana samadhaya cha sattvika. What is sattvika yagya? It is said, apalakanchi bhi yagya. I am not expecting any fruit from this yagya. Apalakanchi bhi. Vididrishta, I am following the scriptures. Vididrishta. Yajjate, yastabhyam eti. It is my duty to do it. I must do it. That is sattvika yagya. What is rajasic? Abhisandhayatu phalam. I am expecting some result from the yagya. Abhisandhayatu phalam. Dambhartamai chaivayat. And damba, there is a show off. Like we do in our marriages. There is a lot of show off. Ijjate bharatsreshtatam yagyam vidhi rajasam. Those are all rajasic. We don't follow their vidhi also. We tell Pandit, Panditji, sadhi hai, you have to complete in 25 minutes. And time, no auspicious time. We tell him that this time you will start and this time you will end. Rajasic. Then vidhinam asrishtanam mantrahinam adachinam sraddha viratam yagyam tamasam parichachade. Tamasing yagya, what is that? Vidhinam, not following any scripture. Srishtanna, no anna, no food for the Brahman. Mantrahinam, not the mantras are being chanted, all mantras are not being chanted. Mantrahinam. Adachinam, no dakshina to Brahman. Kitna ho aapka fees? The Brahman will say, okay, you give me at least $101. No, no, no. What you will do with $101? Take $11. Okay, sraddha bihitam. There is no sraddha in also. Yagyam tamasam parichachate. Now tapa. Deva dvij guru pragya pujanam saucham arjavam brahmacharya hinsamcha sariram tapuchyate. The tap is of three types. Saririk, vachik, sarir means body level, vachik means at the speech level, and mansik at the mental level. Deva dvij guru pragya pujanam, devata, dvij means Brahman, guru, and pragya, pragya means wise person. Pujanam, serving them. is sattvic tap, is the sharirik tap. Saucham arjavam, cleanliness and the straightforward. Brahmacharya ahimsa, brahmacharya, celibacy and ahimsa, non-violence. These are at the gross physical level. This is sharirik tap. Why we have to serve Dev Dvij, Guru and Pragya? Because they are all sattvic. Devata is sattvic, Dvij Brahman is sattvic, Guru is sattvic, Pragya is sattvic. Therefore, we should serve them. What is this austerity at the speech level, tapas? Anudvek karam vakyam satyam priyatam chayat swadhyaya vyasan chaiva vangmaya tapam uchyate. Anudvek karam vakyam. Your vakya should not agitate others. Anudvek karam vakyam. And it should be satya, it should be truth. And that truth should be priyam and hitam. It should be beneficial to other. It is going to harm others, then don't speak that truth also. So three things we have to always remember when we speak. It should not agitate other. Number two, it should be the truth. And number three, it should be beneficial to other. Swadhyaya vyasan chaiva vangmaya tapuchyate. And swadhyaya vyasan, self-study, is stated as vangmaya tapam. Mana prasada saumyatvam maunatma vinagraha bhava sansuddhi riteta tapo manasam uchyate. What is manasik tap? Mana prasad, tranquility of mind. Saumyatvam, gentleness. Maunam, control of speech. Maunam is not that we normally understand. Total silence, not speaking. Here Maunam Shankaracharya says, vakya sanyam. Sanyam is control your speech. Whenever it is needed, you speak. Otherwise, don't speak. Vakya sanyam. Atma vinigraha, withdrawal of your mind from the worldly thing. Bhava sansuddhi riteta, purity of the heart. These are manasam uchyate. These are all manasik tapa. Sraddhaya paryataptam tapastap trividam narei apakalanchi bhi yuktai sattvikam parichachate. Out of these three, which is sattvic? If it is apalakanchi bhi, you are not expecting any result. That doesn't mean the result will not come. Result will come. Each action will bring fruit of action. But at the time of doing, I am not expecting anything. That is sattvic. But if you are expecting something, satkar man pujartham tapo dambhena chaivayat kriyate tadhi proktam rajasam chalam adhruvam. This is rajasik. Chalam means unstable. Adhruvam means temporary. What you are expecting? Satkar for name. Man for honor. Pujartham, you should worship me. If that is the attitude behind your tapas, then that is rajasik tap. What is tamasik tap? Moodagrahanena atmano yat pidya kriyate tapa parayaswadartham va tat tamasam udharitam. Moodagrahanena atmanena avivekena, without thinking about it, yat priyata kriyate tapa, and it is giving pida, pain to others and to yourself also, that is tamasik. Then comes the dhan. Dātavyam iti yaddhanam diyate anupukārine desakāle ca pātre ca tad dhanam sattvikam. What is sattvik dhan? Dhan is also three types, sattvik, rajasik and tamasik. Which dhan is sattvik? It says dātavyam iti, is my duty to give. I must give. Dātavyam iti yaddhanam diyate anupukārine. I am giving without any expectation of return. When I am giving dhan, I am not expecting anything in return from the recipient of the dhan, donation. Dese kale patre cha tad dhanam sattvikam srividam. You have to consider the des where you are giving, the kal, the time, and the patra to the person whom you are giving. That is to be checked. If you don't check it and you give donation, whatever is done with that money, you will be responsible for that. The donor will be responsible for that. Yattu pratyupakartham phalam uddishya vapuna diyate cha parikrishnam tad danam rajasam smritam. What is rajasic dan? Yattu pratupukartam. I am expecting something in return. I am giving dan, but I am expecting something in return. Phalam uddishya va puna diyate cha prakriti. And at the time of giving also there is a pain. I don't want to give, but still, mera naam announce kar diya. Adesh kale yad danam apatriya vyasya diyate asat kritam avagyatam tat tamasam udatitam. What is tamasik dan? Adesh kale. You are not seeing the desh. You are not giving at the tirthstan. Adesh kale. Yad danam apatre. Not the patra, the candidate also you are not seeing. Asat kritam avagyatam. Asat kritam. You see, when we give dan to the Brahman, we worship Brahman. Here Sankarataji says, Priya Vachan Pada Prachalan Puja Adi Rahitam. We should thank the recipient. Aapko dhanyavad that you have taken my dan. But we think we are obliging the recipient. Shankaracharya says, if you are giving a dan to a person without priya vachan, without speaking sweet words, pad prachalan, you have to wash his feet. And puja adi rahitam, if you are not doing puja also, then that is tamasik. Now we have understood what is ahar, sattvik, rajasik, tamasik, which you can see yourself. But in the case of yajna dan tap, I am thinking I am doing the sattvik, yajna, tap and dan. But something has happened, some mistake I have committed, what to do? Then it is said, Om tatsiti nirdeso brahmana tribhita smrita brahmanastena vedasya yajnasya vitapura. You just say Om Tat Sat after giving dan. You are thinking you have seen the desh, kal and patra. You are thinking it is sattvik dan. Magar man mein aagya kuch aayega ke nahi wapas. It immediately became rajasic. So to remove this negativity is what you have to do. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. These are the three words which means Brahman only. If you take the name of Om Tat Sat, that means I have informed him. Khatam. My purpose was this. Thoda galti hua hai. Maaf kar do. So it becomes sattvik. Om Tat Sat. And Brahmana, Vedascha, Yajnascha, Brahmana. Brahmana means the Brahman who is doing the yajna. Veda, the source of knowledge. Yajna is the action. All three were created by the Lord by taking the name of Om Tat Sat. Why Om Tat Sat? In Vedic period, they used to use this word, Om Tat Sat. Abhi hum Krishna bole to hoga, ho jayega. Ram bole to hoga, hoga. If you don't want to utter Om Tat Sat, it's okay. Take the name of the Lord. Everything is done. Like suppose you have committed some mistake in the office. Kuch galti ho gaya. Inform your boss. Khatam. Similarly, I am acting, I am doing this yajna dan tap. Inform the Lord. Clean. Then where Om is used, it is said, Tasmat Om iti dvarata yajna dan tapakriya pravartante vidhanokta satatam brahmavadinam. Brahmavadinam, those who are doing the karma kanda, the Brahmins, when they do this karma kanda, they always chant Om. There are many people, many pandits required for doing an yajna. If I want to draw the attention of another priest, I will not speak the name of that priest. Hey, aap aisa kijiye. Om. He becomes alert immediately that something is being instructed. So in the Vedic period, when the yajna etc. were being done, then at that time they used to say Om. Yajna dan tapakriya pravartante vidhanokta. That was as per the scriptures. Tad iti anvisandhaya phalam yajna tapakriya danakriyasya vividha kriyante mochakanchibhi. Mochakanchibhi, those who want liberation, they also do the yajna dan tap. Yajna, like Gyan Yajna. or Gayatri Havan. That is also yagya. They also do all these things. They also give dan. They give their land, they give their gold also, whatever the money they have got, they also give. But their purpose is vividha kriyante. What is the fall they expect? Purification of mind. So they become fit for the knowledge. Where the sat shabd is used, so we have seen om, and we have seen tat also, moch kanchi bhi, they always use the word tat. In Vishnu Sahasranam, tat word comes as the name of the Lord. Then sad bhave sadhu bhave cha sad itet prayujyate prasaste karmani tatha sat shabda partha yujyate. Sat shabd is also used. When sad bhave, it is existing. Sadbhave, the plant exists, the chair exists, Satbhave, existence. Sadhu bhave, as a goodness, good person, sadhu. Then, vichar, good thoughts, sad vichar. We say, then satsang, sat what comes, good people. Sadbhave cha sad iti tu prayujyate prasaste karmani. And in the karma also, prasaste karmani, in marriage, in upanayan, this satsab is used, jates is used. When Naraji was near Vrindavan, he saw Bhakti Mata and her two sons, Gyan and Vairagya, they were very weak, they were not able to stand. And Bhakti Mata said, Naraji, come here, please help me. My two sons are not able to get up. So Naraji was start thinking, what will I do? Gyan and Vairagya, two sons. So he was a little bit confused. At that time there was an Akashvani, do Satkarma. What is that Satkarma there? Bola, Bhagavat padho, Bhagavat Sapta karo. If you do the Bhagavat Sapta, then your Gyan and Vairagya will get up. Yagya tapasi dhane cha sthiti sodeti chochate karma chaiva tadarthiyam sadite bhavi dhiyate. Yagya tapasi dhane, one who are abiding in yagya, then also we say sat. He is abiding in yagya, he is abiding in dhan, like karn, dhan bir karn. We will say he is abiding in dhan, tapa. If somebody is abiding in the tapa, we will say sat sabda. Uchate karma chaiva tadarthiyam sadit. If we are doing karma for tadarthiyam, tadarthiyam is for Lord, then also you say sat. Asraddaya, last shloka, asraddaya utam dattam tapastaptam kritam chayat asaditi uchate partha na cha tatprit no iha. Asraddaya utam, without sraddha utam, you are putting oblations, without sraddha. Dattam, without sraddha you are giving dan. Tapastaptam, you are doing the tapas without sraddha. Kritam, kritam means you are doing the namaskar or stuti of the Lord also without sraddha. Then asaditi uchyate, that is asat. You will not get any fruit for that. Partha na cha tat pretya na hiya. When you go from this world, you will not get benefit for that. Na here. Here also you will not get. So Shraddha, what was the original question of Arjun? Original question was that I have not studied the scripture and I am doing the puja. Oh Lord, please tell me whether I will be classified as sattvic person or rajasic or tamasic. So we have to check the whole thing. We have to check the what type of puja you are doing. It is Dev Puja or Kuber Puja or Bhut Pret Puja. What type of ahar you are taking, food. Then what type of yagya, dan, tapa. If all these are sattvic, if your puja, if your ahar, if your yagya, if your dan, if your tap is all sattvic, then you are sattvic. While doing the sattvic work, there can be some mistake. What we have to do? Om Tat Sat. Nahi yaad hai. Okay, Ram, Krishna, whatever. You remember, you just take the name of the Lord and give it away. But if you are doing with asraddha, then all yagya, dan, tap, you are not going to get any result. Not here, not even hereafter. This is the summary of the whole chapter 17. And we will start chapter 18 in our next class.
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yogo Nama Saptadashodhyayah Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om
Hari Om. As you might see that we have a chick camp going on since yesterday evening. We'll be all day today and then we'll be tomorrow also on that day. So in the life we'll meet across the kitchen downstairs. The Mahavirji and Srinivasi class will meet in Viswamitra class and Vivekji's class will be downstairs in our headquarters. We'll be seeing about 40-50 chick there with Devji with the Acharya at Jinan Sankarana. So they're in the camp. Also, we have a lunch time to meet our language classes. So once the children have their lunch, I request adults to leave the area here for their lunch.